One of my favourite places for a summer holiday is the Austrian Alps. I don't know if you've ever been in the summer. It's beautiful. The weather's mixed. But there is something for me about going up a mountain in a cable car and then walking down. You see, it kind of suits me. I don't know why. You can come to your own conclusions about that. But when you're walking in Austria, you have to get into the habit of greeting people you meet on the trails by saying, "Grüß Gott," which means God greets you, or may God bless you. And you walk on these trails, and if they're Austrian and that's how they greet you, you're being blessed as you walk by the greetings as well as the beauty of the creation around you. Now, when you say "Grüß Gott," honestly, not everyone will respond, in which case you move on. But what a powerful way to greet people, by offering God's blessing on them. And that's what we're thinking about today as we continue to explore Roy Godwin's course, "And I Will Bless Them." As we seek to discover how the authority we have been given by God to bless others can transform lives. 2 weeks ago, Tom talked about the God who blesses. Last week, Andrew talked about being blessed. Today we're going to look at our call as disciples to speak blessings in God's name, so beautifully illustrated by Monica's testimony earlier. You know, it's almost as if God planned it, isn't it? It's amazing how these things happen. And in the passage that Ruth read from Luke, we heard how Jesus sent out the 72 disciples as messengers to share the good news. The good news of the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, when you arrive at a place and enter a house, first say peace to this house. Effectively, Grüß Gott, may God bless you, offering God's blessing on them, their household and their community. Now, these 72 disciples had spent time with Jesus preparing for this day, even if they hadn't realized it. Preparing for the day when they would go out in his name, just as we spend time in prayer or worship, in home groups or Bible study, being formed to be the people God has called us to be. Learning more about what it is to be a follower of Jesus. Discerning what ministry means for us, our families, and the people we're called to walk alongside. As I read this passage and read the words from Roy, I felt this was particularly relevant for me as I train for ministry myself and look forward to being similarly sent out into the world. Well, for those of you who know or don't know, Harrogate. It's the world, I think, but maybe not as we know it. We'll see. But I will be sent out with the responsibility as a representative minister to share God's love with others. But Roy reminds us that this calling to speak God's blessing on others just doesn't just apply to people with a dog collar. Professional Christians, as my wife calls us, if you like. It applies to us all. Peter, in his first letter, reminds us that we are all priests. 1 Peter 2, 4-5 says, "Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." We are all priests. We are all called to share God's blessings with those we meet, to let others know the joy, love, peace and hope that we find in Christ. This call to bless people applies to all of us who seek to walk in the way. And Peter continues, as if to emphasize the point in verse 9, he says, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." We are called to proclaim the good news, to share the blessings we receive from God with those we meet, to live lives that bless others. And as I read the passage from Luke in preparation for this morning's service, it made me wonder how those 72 disciples felt as they were being sent out and on their way. I wonder, were they worried about how they'd be received? I wonder, did they feel under-equipped, under-prepared, or were they ready, willing and raring to go into the world in Jesus' name? Were they scared or anxious about the task ahead of them? Jesus said, after all, that he was sending them out like lambs amongst wolves. Hardly comforting words as they were going out. I imagine that just like me, they approached this task with a mixture of trepidation, uncertainty, and excitement. We may feel that we're not ready. We may feel that more time learning and understanding what Jesus is calling us to do, getting to know our Saviour better, would prepare us more thoroughly for the task ahead. But the reality is that discipleship, learning to be a follower of Jesus, is a lifelong task. And that ready or not, we have to trust that God is with us in all things. Whatever challenges or opportunities we face. As Monica illustrated in her testimony, we have to trust that voice of God that is telling us to bless others and to be brave and actually do something about it as she did. At the appointed time as we are sent out into the world, God says, "Look, girls and guys, you just need to get on with it. You won't feel ready, but that doesn't matter. I am with you." And I wonder, as you reflect on the sending out of the 70, as you consider what this call to bless others means for you, how do you feel about the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead? How do you feel about the privilege we are given to serve God in this way as his disciples? Just like that 72, we are called to go out in the world. Jesus' mandate has become our own as we are called to carry his blessings to the people and communities we live in, work in, and seek to serve. To speak peace into the homes that are open to us. To seek the good of the community we live and work in. To announce that the kingdom of God to the world. And as we are called to go out to bless others, we need to recognize that as followers of Jesus, many of us will be held to higher standards than others in the world. Our words and our actions can and do impact others. And as humans, it's so easy for us to find fault in others, to judge or denigrate them, to make assumptions where we cannot possibly know. And by doing so, our carelessness and insensitivity may cause harm. We need to be careful because that is not our calling. Our calling is to do good, to bless others in Jesus' name. The theologian Phyllis Trible wrote, "Do not abandon the Bible to the bashers and thumpers. Take back the text. Do not let it go until it blesses you. Indeed, make it work for the blessing, not for curse, so that you and your descendants, indeed so that all the families of the earth may live." Our calling is to be a blessing to those we meet, to encourage and build up others, not put them down, to demonstrate the fullness of life we find in Christ. And as it says in John's Gospel, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. So we are called not to condemn, but to bless, that others through our blessing may come to know Christ. I don't think it's a coincidence that the verses that follow the passage that we heard from Luke tell the parable of the Good Samaritan, which encourages us to love our neighbours, whatever race, religion, creed, or colour they are. Because blessing people means loving people. Deuteronomy 10:8 says, "At that time the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister to him, and to bless in his name to this day." As God's royal priesthood, we are, like the Levites, called to stand in God's presence. Isn't that amazing that the Creator of the world calls us to stand in his presence as part of his family? He calls us to carry that presence with us and bless in his name. That is an incredible honor and a privilege. To be part of his family, his chosen people, and as his people through acts of mercy and kindness. We too are called to be neighbors, not from hell, but from heaven. Neighbors from heaven. What a beautiful image that is. To share God's abounding love and the everlasting joy and hope of Jesus with all. To bless others in his name. To greet them by saying, "Grüß Gott." May God bless you. And voice those blessings. Francis of Assisi is reported to have said, "Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words." Sharing God's blessing comes in the form not just of words, but actions. Again, beautifully illustrated by Monica. Offering someone a hand, helping someone out, demonstrating God's blessing and love, but then intentionally voicing that blessing as well. We are called to bless people in the way we meet with them, the way we walk alongside them, the way we treat them, in acts of mercy and kindness done in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to live as the Lord requires, to do justice, to love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. And we do this by blessing others. As priests and believers, this is our calling. As God's holy people, this is our challenge, to live lives that bless others in Jesus' name. Our friends, our neighbours, our work colleagues, strangers, even those we don't particularly like. We are called to bless everyone in God's name. And so this morning I pray that like the 72 that were sent out as Jesus' representatives to the people, we too can live in hope and work for the blessing of the people and communities we live in and serve, safe in the knowledge that God's Spirit is with us. And I pray that when we return, when we come back together, we do so like those 70 with joy as we share the blessings that we have seen, the blessings that we have given, and the blessings that we have received in our respective ministries. I pray that may God bless us all as we seek to bless others. Amen.